So, was he your Mr. Darcy? I transferred the straps of my tote bag from my shoulder to the back of my chair. What? Laurie popped the rings closed on a production notebook and rolled her eyes. Jake, your date last night? Do you think he's your Mr. Darcy? Since Premier Locations had landed a project to find locations for a new P&P movie, Elizabeth Bennet, Jane Austen, and Mr. Darcy had become frequent topics at the office. I snorted. Definitely not Darcy. My mother had asked me to meet her for dinner last night after work. I thought it was a spur-of-the-minute meeting. I shouldn't have been so naive. It's never just dinner with my mother. I continued to skip through the photos, already mentally sorting them into categories for the website catalog of potential locations. She always has an agenda, which usually involves me in white tulle and the wedding march. I suppose I should be glad she'd regained her equilibrium after my father announced he wanted a divorce because he was quitting his management job at the bank and moving to Kansas City to buy out an independent bookstore owner. My father's departure had forced my mom to join the workforce, albeit reluctantly. She worked part-time at my uncle's event planning company, mostly coordinating weddings, which left plenty of time for her favorite hobby, ambush matchmaking, with me as the sole focus of her sideline interest. Thus, the dinner invitation last night, in which she'd given me an air kiss, introduced the young man she'd somehow manipulated into being there, and fled. Laurie had accompanied me to the Thai restaurant to pick up her to-go dinner order and had witnessed the whole awkward event. I removed the memory card from my Canon and uploaded the images. Are you sure? Laurie asked. He looked dreamy enough to be Mr. Darcy. Only if Mr. Darcy is 28, lives in an apartment above his mother's garage, and plays video games all day. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Well, I'm sure he's out there for you. You're Darcy, I mean. I hope so. But I'm seriously beginning to wonder. A few years ago, I would have agreed without a second thought. An Austen aficionado from the moment I cracked open Pride and Prejudice at 14 years old, I was enthralled with her world and the characters she'd created, especially witty Elizabeth and prickly Mr. Darcy. When I first read Darcy's lines stating how much he ardently admired and loved Elizabeth, I was sunk, pulled into the idea of a man who loves so completely that he goes against all barriers to be with her. But now? Well, I was beginning to wonder if that kind of love existed in the 21st century. I've discovered that candidates with even a smidgen of Mr. Darcy-like potential are extremely thin on the ground in modern Los Angeles. But there really is someone for everyone. My trig teacher who had halitosis and hardly ever wore matching socks was married. If that doesn't prove that there's someone for everyone, I don't know what does. You just haven't found your true love yet. You know, you're always dating those corporate types with their briefcases and smartphones who barely have time for you. Maybe you should mix it up. Go for someone a little less buttoned down, more scruffy. I thought of last week, sitting at the linen-covered table in La Pomodoro, waiting for Terrence and the text he'd finally sent. Can't get away. Reschedule. I don't always date corporate guys. I went out with Jeff for a while, remember? The medical intern?
Wasn't he the one who fell asleep while you were in Starbucks?
Yes. I sighed. I'd been in the middle of recounting a story about how I got lost in a scary part of downtown L.A., when I looked up and saw his chin was propped on his hand and he was asleep, eyelid-fluttering REM sleep.
And then there was that real estate guy. What was his name?
Laurie tilted her head to the side.
Why can't I remember it? His face is on billboards all over Santa Barbara.
Tommy. I made a vow to never talk about my dating life again at the office.